All right, hour number two. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back. Welcome back, all. Yeah, we might get into that later in the show because I talked about it at the beginning about just my amazement with adults who are just ungrateful around the holiday times. You really see this. You know, people eventually hit an age, and I am by no means mature, but you hit an age where you know how to act like an adult, right? You tell someone, you give someone a gift, or you get a gift from someone, you're thankful someone was thinking of you. Maybe we'll talk about that next hour, because I've gotten some great texts about this at 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. So maybe we'll talk about that after we're talking unions here on WBEN. And as I said, my sample size is very small. It was 6 months when I was 16. But I want to know from you, what do you think of this Starbucks union push? And what is your experience, your thoughts on unions? My thought has always been, it's taking your money, right? The union dues. And it really is protecting those that, as we pointed out with Vinny last hour, really probably shouldn't still be working there, right? It encourages, I'm supposed to be there at 9. I'll be there at 9:30. Why? Because you're not going to fire me. 803-0930, star 930. Joe is in the Falls. Joe, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just want to say that getting the unions at Starbucks would be the smartest thing they ever did, because the union will force Starbucks management to abide by local labor laws without bending them. They'll offer all the employees representation, and they'll help during contract negotiations. You'll have a professional negotiator, and they also ensure job placement and create contracts, so people that have worked there for long periods of time get a chance to move up, rather than somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You know what I mean?
I get that, Joe. But how does it help the person who's just going there 15 hours a week as they get themselves through college?
Well, that would have to be that'd have to be drawn up in the contract. There'd have to be two positions, like there is full time and part time, and some positions will be union and some won't. That'll have to be negotiated with the contract. I'd imagine that if you have so many hours a week, you should be forced to be in the union. It should be a closed shop. If you have employees that aren't in the union and employees that are in the union, what will happen is management will treat them the same and will try and create an environment where they think the union isn't needed. But if say you're working there and you've been there 10 years and the boss's son gets hired and a better job comes up and he gets it and you don't, you know, if you don't have the union, that's the way it's going to stay. And a union, the unions are important. They benefit the employee, and they don't always get people off. If somebody's coming in late all the time, what will happen is he'll get a hearing. An arbitrator will listen to that, and if he's coming in late because he's out drinking and he's not getting up, or is he coming in late because he's taking care of his elderly mother, they'll take things into that in consideration, you know what I mean? And then they'll try and work something out, maybe give him a different shift or something like that. But the unions are important. That's why the company doesn't want them, because they know that. That comes with contracts, and then, you know, and it forces them to, you know, it holds their feet to the fire and makes them go by the law. And that's, I've always been pro-union.
Well, and John, I'm glad you called in and shared that insight. Obviously, we disagree on that, but you've got some really good points, and I really do appreciate the call, Joe in the Falls. Again, this is from not only what I saw over my 6 months, but other stories I've heard. We just talked about it during the break. Other stories I have heard, and people I know who are still in a union, who have been in a union, to me, they say the same thing, right? It seems like I hear more of the unions protect those that, you know, don't work hard, those that, let's just say should have to find another job. Unions have supported those employees as well. And we've all, I hate to say this, we've all worked with people that shouldn't have a job where they are. Everyone should have a job. But we've all worked with people that either they take the job for granted, they've been there too long, they're kind of just coasting through, right? They half their job, right? We all know that person. And if you work in a union, you know that person most likely is going to be there, half you-know-whatting it, and, you know, kind of just coasting through. And you've got someone like, I mean, I'm not saying, you've got someone that, you know, goes into work, does their job, doesn't leave something till the next day. Why should the employee that's doing half the work get the same protection as the guy or the lady that's coming in and doing everything on the sheet, getting everything done? You know, I've worked in the food industry, I've worked in retail, and I've worked in radio. And in all three, I have seen people who get into work, and from the minute they get there, they are on, they're looking through, they're checking things off their list. And I've seen people that look at their list and say, if I get, you know, three things on this list done, my day's good. We've all worked with them. I think it's just frustrating to some when I'm paying dues to protect this person who, let's be honest, half of the time is adding work to me before I can get out of here. And we all know that employee. We all know that person who adds work for everyone else. That person, and there are three things. They're usually, you know, complaining about everything under the sun instead of working, you know, telling you how awful their life is instead of working. And, you know, like I said, they do three things on their list and they think they've completed it, not caring that they've added three things to your list. And in a union situation, you both get the same protection. I just don't see where that is helping anyone. And I again, that's my take on it. I'd like to know yours. 803-0930. Joe in the Falls, obviously very pro-union. Let's go to John in Toronto. John, good afternoon.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in being a mob boss or a pimp. I'm not a poverty pimp, so. As far as I know, according to my law teacher, the reason why unions were invented, if you will, or created was because of the Dirty 30s, or prior to the Dirty 30s, anyway, people were taken advantage of through slave wages, slave labor. And I believe in justice. I don't like injustice. I'm a good guy by nature, my upbringing and such when I went to Sunday school. But what I see nowadays is a flock of lazy people who gravitate towards money as opposed to going to a job for the love of the sport. It's kind of like no women gave you the time of day, but as soon as you win big mad cash, you got women who want to be with you today, divorce you in about 365 days to cut your account in half, like a Robin Givens or the other one who robbed Mike Tyson there. They're there for all the wrong reasons. And when they get the job after 3 months, oh my gosh, it's everywhere in this city, bro. They're goofing off, they're the worst thing made. They're the worst thing ever created. They do everything. They're incompetent, inefficient, lazy. You got to wonder, how did they get there? Just because of the way they look, or is it nepotism or both? Destruction of the world.
John, I will agree with you on this. We have a lot of lazy people out there. And unfortunately, I think a lot of them are in my generation. And I would like to think that I'm not one of them. You know, and believe me, I do my job for the love of the job. But you're right. There are people out there that, you know, they want to do the bare minimum and make six figures, right? They want to do one or two days of work and make $250,000. And we see this more and more. And I definitely see more laziness. As I said, you know, my time working in retail, my time working in food prep, you definitely had those that they had one thing on their mind. They go to work and they work through the day. So next thing you know, the shift is over. And then you had the other ones that they went there with a phone with a full battery and they're on social media all day. And they're literally just there to get the paycheck. They are not there to work. They are there to socialize and get the paycheck. Now, I will be completely honest with everyone. I socialize a lot here at work. But when I come to work, I'm serious. There's work to be done. I get my work done. I do my prep. Yeah, I try to have a little fun on top of that. But the main thing when you get to work is to get a job done, right? That's why you have a job. I think this push to unionize, I think John in Toronto is right. this push to unionize are, can we get more for less? And I'm here to say you're not going to be getting more for less, because most likely you'll be making less after those union dues are out. And I just don't see the benefit for part-time employees to be part of a union. That is how I look at it. I'd like to know how you look at it. 803-0930. Mike is on a cell phone. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi. Yeah, there's absolutely no way they should unionize. I did work for a union many, many years ago when I was in college, and it does protect people that should be fired. But the guy that was talking that was pro-union, it's like, okay, is somebody there for 10 years? First of all, Starbucks is a starter job. If you think you're going to have a career at Starbucks and own a house and own a car, you're delusional. It's a starter job. Secondly, the union dues, where do you, you know, that's just more money laundering. Everybody knows where the union dues go. That's the purpose of union dues, is to, you know, to recycle that. You know, if you think I'm wrong, do your homework and your eyes will open up. Thirdly, it's the cost of the product will go up, because the cost of the labor will be higher, and this is the child labor days are over. Starter jobs like McDonald's, Burger King, Starbucks are for people that are in college, part-time people, and it's a starter job. It's not a career. The biggest thing, too, about unions is like, you know, you don't promote people because of seniority. You promote people because of skill. So that gentleman saying, oh, it's a family member, that may happen, that may not, but what I can guarantee you is that in unions, people aren't promoted for skill. They're promoted because they've been there longer and they don't deserve it. That would be it's just a joke to, yep, that, you know, that would be the right thing to do. So,
Mike, we all know the person that's been there longer sometimes doesn't necessarily mean the person that should be climbing the ladder.
Absolutely correct. I mean, I've witnessed it. I went through it when I was younger, and it's comical. So, unions they were there 100 years ago. There's no need for them anymore, especially at a starter job. That's just ridiculous.
Mike, I agree, and I appreciate the call. 803-0930. Mike, leaving a line open for you. And this is true. You know, there was a time and place for unions. There's a lot of benefits that unions gave us, but it doesn't necessarily mean that unions are necessary in 2021. Now, I'm not going to say they're not necessary for every job. Obviously, there are jobs where unions are the norm. Unions are necessary. Maybe. But I think in 2021, most jobs, most professions are better non-unionized, right? I think that's just my view on things. I don't think the union is necessary like it was, you know, 60, 70 years ago. I mean, times have changed. We progress. And it's not to say that, as I said, it's not to say that the union was not important at one point. It's not to say the union brought us a lot of benefits and a lot of stuff that cleaned up the workplace that we needed. But that was then, this is now. And I think, as Mike said, especially a job like a Starbucks that has a lot of part-time employees, I just don't see the necessity for a union. I don't see that kind of necessity at a retail store, at a food place. I really, at working here in radio, don't see that kind of necessity here, right? But I enjoy the input. 803-0930, lines are open. And as some are pointing out, we are saying the majority of employees at a place like a Starbucks are part-time employees. Obviously, managers make a good living at Starbucks, at any kind of food place, right? The managers, you work your way up to a management position, fine. But a majority of people that are working a job like that, I think, are people that are in high school, are in college, want a second job. I don't think they're going to see the benefits of this union. And back to Mike's point again, in a job like that, are you now, for those three unionized Starbucks, are the employees that have been there for 10 years the ones that are going to climb up to management positions? Or is it going to be the ones that show the skill to be a manager? Because Mike's right. You look at unionized jobs, you get rewarded for your time there. You don't get rewarded for the work done. You know, anytime I hear of someone, hey, they've been with this company 15 years, they worked their way, you know, they've earned to be here. When you hear from unions, it's, well, you've been here for 20 years, so we're going to put you here. But we've all worked. We all have had that job. We all might be working with that person currently that, you know, they've been there forever. They still don't seem to know what they're doing, but they keep on getting promoted because, well, they've been here for 20 years. We have to, you know, give them a new title, this and that. Believe me, I saw it to an extent in retail, and that was without a union. But if Starbucks becomes unionized, these three locations, is that how they're going to pick their managers now? Well, so-and-so has been here for 15 years. We don't like to trust them with the store by themselves, but since they've been here 15 years, let's make them a manager. I don't know. I don't see the benefit for part-time employees, and I don't really see the benefit in a long term. I think you're going to be hearing from these employees saying this push wasn't worth it. But I'd like to know from you. A lot of people disagree, and I love that. I love when we have a split audience. I love when we have nice conversations of the differences. 803-0930, *930. Kyle is in Amherst. Kyle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, Kyle. Thanks for calling. What do you think of the union situation?
Well, I'll tell you this. As a 46-year-old person of color, I've been in both union jobs and non-union jobs. And I will say, as a minority, it was always nice to have union protection because there were always times where people brought their biases on the job towards the employer. So, that being said, I don't know about part-time employees, but I do know, though, that it's nice to have union protection because there's certain things that the employer cannot do to you. Especially, it seems that women are always discriminated against, and people of color always seem to have issues with the majority class. So I don't know, but I just will tell you this. As a person of color, it was always nice to be in a union job because there were certain things that they just couldn't do to me that I was being treated on other jobs where they weren't unionized. So I don't know about that certain situation where Mike's talking about the past. And I know certain people's situations are different. Their experiences are completely different experiences from another group of people. But I will tell you this, you know, union protection for minorities was a blessing. And that's all, pretty much it.
Kyle, can I ask, and if you don't want to get into too much detail, that's fine, but when you were in a union, did you have to go to the union for any particular reasons that had the union support? Did you have to, hey, this is going on at my place of business, and have to get that support from the union?
Me personally, I didn't, but I saw some people who did, and it was nice that they had the protection where I was on some jobs where they weren't union, and some of those people who had issues, and they were usually discrimination issues, and, you know, they were gone. They were, you know, the rule was keep your mouth shut, do your job, take it, and that's how it is. With the unionized jobs, you know, you don't have to take the abuse. You know, I know every situation is different, but I will just say it's nice. It's a nice comfort when you know you have some protection. You know, whether we agree with the part-time employee, the retail, I don't know. I just know from the professional side, it was nice to have protection because I've experienced a lot of discrimination growing up, and on both sides I've seen it, and it's disgusting because, like I said, certain people bring their own biases to work, and, you know, discrimination happens, you know, and people want to say we're in modern day times and things don't like that happen. Oh man, that's bull crap. It's almost as if it's hidden and it's covered. I mean, there's more of a melting pot pool, but still people are just bringing their own racial biases to work. And then who suffers is the minority, you know? So thank God for unions, and whether you agree with it or not, I will have to say, you know, I do believe in unions for those particular reasons.
And Kyle, obviously happy that you had that backing, and you could report that and not have to put up with that, because no one should have to put up with that. Very happy that you called in and gave that perspective, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. That's Kyle in Amherst giving a different perspective. And like I say, situational, job for job when it comes to unions, that's how we have it here in Western New York. I'm looking at the Starbucks situation. I'm taking my situation as a part-time employee in 2004 with a union, and that's where my perspective comes when it comes to unions. Really happy Kyle called in to give his perspective and to give that detailed perspective. 803-0930, star 930, talking with you and talking with a former Starbucks manager when we come back here on WBEN. Oh, welcome back. It is Christmas time. Doesn't feel like it today. We're in the 50s. I saw someone on Twitter had their shorts and flip-flops on. And then I walked in with a winter coat on, so I did not feel... And it was not comfortable. Like, I had to take the winter coat off as soon as As soon as I walked out of the apartment, I realized, Joe, this was an awful idea to put a winter jacket on. It's 51 degrees outside. You know, it takes 2 seconds to look at your phone and see what the temperature is. 803-0930, star 930, talking about unionization of local Starbucks. By the way, we are getting more and more stories on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board of ungrateful gift receivers. We talked about this at the beginning of the last hour. If I continue to get some good stories on, we will do an hour on this. I think getting into the holiday season, everyone knows that person that's just ungrateful. They'll complain about anything they get. And it is really sad that adults, people in their 50s and 60s, don't know how to just smile and be grateful that someone actually thought of you. But I think we're going to talk about that later in the show, because it's getting some traction on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And if you have an example of that, let us know, because we'd like to talk about that as well. But as I said, talking about Starbucks unionization, and Joe in Tonawanda used to work at Starbucks. Joe, good afternoon. What do you think of this unionization push?
As a former manager, I can't really, I think it would tie the hands of any sort of management in order to make day-to-day decisions that they would typically make. I think it would I personally think hurt the baristas more than benefit them, because, you know, let's say you're a new hired barista looking to move up and you're working harder, much harder than a barista that's been around for 20 plus years. You know, is that, 20 plus year barista going to move along faster than you would just because they've been there, like you said earlier, for a while? It takes that out of the equation. Or being able to hire or let go of someone quickly if you need to, because it's the right thing to do for business. There's a lot of things that do play into that.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I would think that you, and this is just from my experience in the food industry, you've got someone that calls in sick now. Hey, you call in sick another time, and, you know, I see you on Instagram at a concert. You slowed down the shop. We're going to get rid of you and replace you with someone who wants to work. Now, if I know that I'm not going to get fired and, hey, my buddy's got a party, I can continue to call in sick. It seems like it would be counterproductive for the Starbucks locations to the line already being long at these locations. I can just imagine this is just going to be more hassle than it is reward.
Yeah, and it's certainly going to hurt the other baristas that show up every day on time, ready to work, see these other ones around them still being able to hold on to their job, but not put in the performance. Yeah, I can't imagine it. I'm glad I don't have to really be part of that decision-making process. I will say, you know, the caller earlier, and I think I've heard it a few times over the last few days, saying that it's a starter job and you know, it's not a career, stuff like that. I think that's kind of offensive to a certain degree because there are a lot of people who work their way through the service industry and make a great living at it, and support families and support them well. And if they didn't have those people available, a lot of these places would not run. You know, you wouldn't be able to go grab your quick cup of coffee in the morning. So I do think that that's kind of not a fair assessment of what those businesses are and the possibilities of moving up and being successful in the service industry.
Joe, what would you say of a Starbucks? How many of the people there are just part-time employees that are working their way through high school and college? And how many of them are people that are trying to work their way through the service industry and get into a position that you had, a management position?
I mean, I think there's, you know, certainly there's a lot of high schoolers and college students going there. But there's also a good chunk, a percentage, you know, that are going to stay into the service and move up. And I will say that Starbucks was fantastic with that. I wouldn't complain about it. They were very fair and clear on how you can move up, what that looks like, and how to work towards those benefits. So, you know, I think that that was always available and still is. You know, now I don't know how that would change with the union. But
well, that was my next question. You know, your time at Starbucks, did you ever think that a union would make it better? Did you ever have that thought that you needed a union to clean up some kind of mess you had?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think that, to be honest, I don't know if thought of this ever occurred before the pandemic. And certainly staying open through the pandemic and you know, staffing issues. There was a lot of stress on a lot of people. And maybe that's what really stirred this conversation to occur. But previous to that, no, I never in a million years would have thought that this conversation would come up.
What, if you don't mind me asking, what finally got you out of Starbucks?
You know what? I just felt it was a time for a change for my family. It was during the pandemic, and, you know, I had a child at home trying to figure out school and found another place that just fit my life a little easier right now, so.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the call, and thanks for giving us that insight into Starbucks. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is Joe in Tonawanda opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, is open at 803-0930. Rob in Derby thinks the workers should join the union, and Rob joins us now. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
You got it, Rob. What's your take on unions?
Well, you know, my dad and I used to hold this conversation years ago, and, you know, we're not an industrial nation anymore. We, other nations are. We're service-oriented. So this was bound to happen. We already see it in the grocery business. We see it in some restaurants. It used to be. I mean, I worked in the grocery business years ago. It used to be a starter job. It was something you did to get through college or high school. And more, as we're seeing more people push for McDonald's to pay more and better benefits and such. And then with COVID, when that hit and so many of these people in the service industry lost their jobs, they felt helpless. So this is giving a rise to the concept of having some sort of protection, or at least having that job when you come back, or some sort of fair, livable pay that is in a contract. So you feel more secure because not everyone's going to become an electrician or an educator or a doctor, you know. So we no longer have the manufacturing plants where people, you know, would leave high school and go work for GM or Ford for the rest of their lives. We have to have something else. So you're seeing a huge push for unionization at the service level because that's what we have now.
Rob, do you think that the union does benefit all the employees, not just full-time employees? And what would you say to those that look at their paycheck, they're working 15 hours, as my story earlier, and they're getting charged union dues, but not really seeing the benefits of the union?
You're absolutely right. Now, here's a tale of two shipping industries right here in Western New York and across the nation. I will not name both of them, but we can pretty much put our names to them. One is unionized, one is not. I've did my graduate thesis on the two of them, actually, being union and not. And the big argument between the two is, one, being unionized, even for part-time employees, and I worked there for a good long time, you know, it gave you health benefits. It gave you, you know, a little bit of lesser pay because you had health benefits, but you're only part-time. Whereas if you chose not to have that, you went to the other shipping industry and you were just paid more and you just didn't have the health benefits and any union representation.
All right. Fair enough. Rob, see, you were writing your senior thesis on that. I wrote my senior thesis on why there should be a college playoff system to determine the Division I champion. So,
it was interesting to me because Buffalo, you know, it's a formerly union strong town. I'm a teacher now, and I'm so in the middle of the road. And I'll honestly leave you with this. Talking to the union guys I used to work with at my old job with this shipping firm is, it's like auto insurance. It's a necessary evil if you want protection. And as a teacher, I'll tell you right now, other than the topography of New York State, the changing seasons in my family, I would not be in this state if it were not for having union representation, simply because I've worked for very corrupt administrators before. I've worked with horrible coworkers before in other districts. And I mean, I'm in a great place now with awesome administrators and great coworkers. But I tell you what, my union had to be called simply because of a lot of misgivings. And I know being a teacher in any other state, you know what? You don't have that. And there's a lot of turnover, and that's sad. So as we're watching the service industry grow, I feel we're just going to see this more and more. And I think it's just something that we're going to have to adapt to as a society.
All right, Rob in Derby, appreciate the call. So I've got MLB Network on in the studio. I'm sure my boss is happy to hear that. And it's really sad, since they've locked out the players, the MLB does not have the rights to player images, does not have the rights to the likeness of the players. So any of the promotion, like, you know, how we play an image bump. So on the TV image bump for MLB Network, it's all archived footage from the 70s, right? Because they have the rights to people's images from the Hall of Fame, right? They've got the rights to images for those that work for the MLB, but they cannot use any current players' image, video, any of that stuff. They can't mention they can show the likeliness of the player. So on MLB.com, all the rosters are pictureless. They've taken the pictures away, and I mean the photographs, away from all the players. And on MLB Network, they were announcing the free agent signings that happened yesterday before the lockout, but they could not put a picture or a video of the player. And in the entire commercial break, they couldn't show any of the videos of players that are currently part of the MLB Players Association. It's really sad. And now we're looking at all the off the free agent signings. But like I said, no picture of those players. They're just using the either team logo or the MLB logo. It's kind of sad. Kind of sad. But like I said, 70 days till spring training. And hopefully this lockout is over. As you know, I am a big baseball fan and would not like to see the baseball season push back at all. That's my kickoff to summer, and I'd hate to see that not there as it was 2 years ago, not there at the beginning of summer. 803-0930, star 930, talking unions and unions and Starbucks push to unionize. Susan in Buffalo also thinks the workers should join the union and joins us now. Susan, good afternoon. All right, Susan, we'll put you back on hold. And it's likeness, not likeliness. I'm sorry, Texter, you're right. 803-0930. Let's go to Jim in Hamburg, who also supports the push to unionize. Jim, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just kind of like, I've been listening on my ride home from work, and you guys keep saying stuff, like the people on your show keep saying stuff, saying that, like, they won't get promoted to manager. Well, if it's Jim's Starbucks, the manager's going to be an entity of the company. So the manager's going to be the one that writes people up, That does. I don't understand where you.
I think people are saying, Jim, that you look at us, and it's not obviously this is a generalization, but people say that you know what they've experienced in unions or what they've heard in unions is that people are climbing based on their time there. They are not really working their way to a position, and some fear, as our last caller, that a barista who's been there for 20 years might not really be the best management candidate would get a management position because of the time there, not the skill.
It's not a union position to be a manager for Starbucks if it's a union in a management position.
Oh, Jim, I think you're wrong.
Oh, you're absolutely incorrect. Like, this is another thing I'm asking about. Like, another question is, when you say we move up in a union for a better job, what jobs are you I've been a United Auto Worker and a Teamster, the two biggest unions in America. What jobs do we move up into with seniority? Like, give me an example.
Jim, I am just saying what I have heard. As I said, my time in a union was very small. I've told you what I've heard, and people are calling in with what they've experienced.
Right, but,
I appreciate the call. That's Jim in Hamburg. Opening a line for you at 803-0930. I started the show saying that my time in a union was very small. I have a small sample size. I am telling you what I've heard, what I've read, and what you, the listeners, are saying and what you've experienced. That is what the topics of this show is. And Jim, people who have called in, they're talking about their experiences in unions. And like I said, there's very little we can talk about on this station where the audience is split. And that's why I like talking unions, because this audience is very split right down the middle, pro and anti-union, and I love to be able to have conversations like this. 803-0930, star 930, talking unions. We will continue that conversation, but we're also going to talk about ungrateful gift receivers as we get into the holiday season here on WBEN.